UFO Party and X-Files podcast. I'm Julia.
I'm Erin.
And today we are going over Season 8, Episode 8 called Sure Kill. And it's set in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Woo!
Woo!
Home of a man that I cried about a lot.
Yay!
Home we of... love Worcester. And home of Ralph Steiner.
Yeah. And a sure giveaway that someone is not from here.
Yeah.
That and Pawtucket. Because I thought it was Pawtucket, and it's not. And then people be like, you're not from here, are you? And be like, leave me alone.
Okay, but I know people who have lived in Rhode Island their whole life, and they say, like, Woonsocket. And that's not how I say it, but I've been here my whole life.
How do you say it?
Woonsocket. But
I don't know how I say it.
I don't know. How do you say Worcester?
Worcester.
Okay.
But when I moved here, I thought it was Worcester.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Worcestershire. So.
Yeah. Ugh, yeah. It was making it way more complicated than it actually is.
Yeah, we just don't pronounce any of the letters that are in words, you know? Just say it how you want it. It's fine.
I will say my favorite Worcester. Is Peabody.
Peabody?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I still get that one. Some, like, I know it, but, like, if I just look at it, I always say Peabody. And then I'm like,
yeah.
And people are like, oh, and I'm like, oh, that's how it should be said. Shut up.
I know. Like, I like it because people just love it. They're like, oh. Pea with a little body.
Oh my God. Peabody.
But Peabody just like.
Peabody reminds
really
me of a frog. And I don't have any context to that. I do not know. But when
like
I think.
Jiminy Cricket?
Yeah.
Peabody frog?
I don't know why. But, like, Peabody reminds me of, like, Frog and Toad. Like, I think his name might be Peabody Toad.
That's so fucking stupid.
I don't know. I'm sorry. It doesn't even make any sense. Like, it's just my brain.
Stupid in a very good way. It's okay.
It's just my brain. It does that. Okay, but we are in beautiful, scenic Worcester, Massachusetts. And
the only adjective that I ever have for Worcester is dilapidated.
Oh.
It's so sad looking.
I like Worcester.
I mean, I do too, but it just looks so gray, even when it's sunny outside.
Yeah, it is. It is all of those things.
I don't know why I'm giggly. There's no reason for this.
No, that's good.
I should be high, but I'm not.
Yeah, so same. I definitely feel that. Yeah. Okay, so we start off with a man who's running away from... His name is Carlton Chase. He's running, and then
he's getting chased.
He's getting chased. Carlton Chase is getting chased from a unknown person.
Yeah.
And he stops real quick to make a phone call. And... do you remember what he says in the phone call? Because I do not.
I don't either. I just know not the best timing for him. And then he immediately went to the police station.
Mm-hmm.
And then locked the doors at the police station. They're like, yo, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah, because he's, like, freaking out. And he's kind of, like, trying to get the guards to listen to him. But he's like, I'm being chased. But they're like, no one is there, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, someone's trying to kill me.
Yeah.
And of course they're like,
so,
whoa.
They place him in a large room with cinder blocks for walls and a solid steel door. So they're like, you'll be fine in here. And he's still screaming and he's like, no, you're not listening to me. Like, he can get through this. Like, he's going to kill me. You're not listening. And then we hear a gunshot and blood is everywhere. Even though he definitely was alone in the room, so.
It's like Sweeney Todd level thick, bright red blood. It's like funny because it obviously is not real looking.
Yeah.
So, but it's too much to the point where it's also, you know, funny because that just is ridiculous. But I think they finally believed him a little bit.
Yeah, they're like, ooh, I guess we kind of fucked up, but, like, what else were they supposed to do? So, I don't know.
Yeah, just add it to another body list, I guess. of the Worcester police. I have not. I don't know how bad they are. I mean, they're cops, so.
I don't know either, but I don't think they're doing anything crazy. I mean, just normal cop stuff. But Scully and Doggett are, like, called in to investigate, and they are informed that this man, Cortland Chase, was killed by an armor-piercing round. So it seems like it came in through the air vent. But the only thing is, like, they're like, yeah, but whoever shot this person wouldn't have been able to see where they were shooting. And there's only one round. So he, like, perfectly shot this man.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really make sense.
And it's an air vent. And we're not dealing with tombs.
Right. And it's... So he was shot through the roof, ceiling, and ductwork. So they literally had to have, like, perfect aim without seeing. How would they even know where he was in the room? But then we have, we go to this place called AAA1 Sure Kill Exterminators.
Which means they're combining AAA, A1 steak sauce, and an extermination business all in one.
Perfect.
What a dumb name. I'm sorry.
And we are watching this woman who appears to be like a secretary for them. And she... Yeah.
She looks so familiar. And I tried looking it up and I couldn't figure. Oh, right. This is the one James Franco was in. Totally forgot. Didn't realize that was him at all.
Oh, me either. Oh, I just watched Love Lies Bleeding.
I can't wait to see it.
The new Kristen Stewart. Oh my god, it's very good.
I'm so excited.
Very gay.
I forgot that at work we were talking about actors and punk bands, and you know who apparently was in one? Mr. Doggett.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh my god. That makes me like him so much more.
I know, same. They were like, you know, the other guy in X-Files. I was like... Robert Patrick? They were like, yeah. And I was like, we're literally just
at
his season. I was like, I'm so excited.
I love that.
So we're talking about how, like, Ryan Gosling was spotted in, like, an American Nightmare shirt. And then everyone thought it was fake, but he's, like, actually in a punk band or hardcore band or whatever. And then he was like, yeah, there's a lot of people like that. And that was one of them. And I was like, oh, I gotta mention this when we record.
That's insane. I love that.
Yeah.
I can see it. I bet he fucking throws down, like...
Even now.
Even right now. Currently. Okay, but this lady, she comes into work, she's playing her machine, her message machine, and there's a phone call from the previous night, but it's the victim. So it's that dude, when he stopped to make that phone call, he called... AAA1 Sure Kill Exterminators.
Such a dumb name. I'm sorry.
I know, it's so dumb. So dumb. But he called them. And I think she knows already that he was killed. So she's kind of freaking out. And she ends up trying to get into the right desk drawer, which is locked. But her boss walks in. His name's Dwight. And he is like... kind of questioning her. He's like, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, a wire was loose, like, I'm just fixing it. And he's like, did you check the messages? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, you sure about that? Because there's, like, a blinking red light, so looks like I have a message. And she plays the message, which is just some, like, random other person looking for a job. But
because we definitely think it's gonna be, like, the one that she just heard.
Right. But she's like, hey, like, aren't you kind of freaked out about the murder that happened? And he's like, whatever. Like, he kind of just brushes her off and he's like, get Randall on the phone. Which, Randall is his brother?
Yeah.
Dwight goes to Randall and he's like, hey, like, I don't really care what you do, but you need to ask me first. And you can't just, like, go around fucking killing people. Which is odd. And then... Scully and Doggett end up going to the victim's house, and they find a bullet casing on the floor. They're like, oh, it's, like, pretty hard to miss someone from this range, because it's, like, a super small house, or, like, apartment. But Scully ends up basically proposing that the person that's shooting was shooting from outside, and that's how they missed, but that they can basically see wavelengths that are not visible to the ordinary human eye, and so he can basically like see through walls. And that's how he's killing people without being in the room with them.
Yeah, because that's super normal.
Right?
Yeah, everyone can do that.
From there, they end up finding their way to the Shurkill exterminators because they find that Chase has been doing a lot of business with them. And so they ask about like Carlton Chase and
Did she mention that he was a realtor?
did who
Like in the
mention?
beginning, I think when she's dealing with the answering machine.
Oh, yeah, I think so. He is
Okay.
a realtor,
Yeah.
and he has been doing business with this exterminating company for a while. But Doggett asks if Dwight has done time, which we find out he has, and then he asks why Chase called them right before his death, like literally minutes before his death. And they like don't really get any answer from that. They're like, oh, I don't know, like it's weird, but I'm not sure. But when they leave, Dwight ends up kind of coming to Tammy, the secretary, about the message, and he's like, did he leave a message? Like, what did he say in the phone call? And she lies to him and says that she doesn't know or that she didn't get a message.
Well, because when
Meanwhile,
he's talking to Doggett, that's when we find out he's actually legally blind. Or is that later?
I forget if it's this conversation or not, but either way, while all of this is happening, we find that Randall is watching Tammy through the wall. So I think it must have been this. Might have been the next conversation, but either way, it doesn't really matter. But he's legally blind. And then Tammy goes back to Shurkill the next morning and she gets the deposit book, and then Dwight and Randall intercept her. So apparently, she's been stealing from the company.
Yeah, I think she's been skimming off the top or something,
Okay.
is what they said.
And so they're kind of like interrogating her when the FBI come back and they have a search warrant for the property. So they end up getting into the like lockbox where the deposit book was, and it doesn't contain anything, which is surprising to Tammy as well, because obviously she was trying to get in there for a reason. And Dwight is like, see, there's nothing to see here. Like, I'm not doing anything shady. However, Scully finds a bunch of invoices that tie him to Chase, Carlton Chase. So they do end up interrogating them, and they like split them off. So Doggett is talking to Dwight, and then Scully is talking to Randall. However, Randall is literally just word for word repeating what Dwight is saying because he's reading his lips through the wall, which is crazy.
Did we talk about them being twins too?
Oh, I thought they were just brothers. I don't know.
I think they are because I remember Doggett saying I hate twins because they never like rat on each other, which is why they split them up, I think, to get like
Okay.
separate accounts. But if one can fucking read through the walls and just like repeat whatever
Yeah.
what the other one is saying, then that doesn't exactly help them.
Yeah. But like basically they're both just like, dude, like we're fucking bug exterminators. Like we're not doing anything crazy. Like chill. And ultimately like they can't hold him. Like they don't have anything on them. And their stories match. They completely corroborated each other's stories, so.
Yeah, but Scully can tell.
Yeah, something is up, but that, like, they can't hold them on anything.
Yeah. Well, Scully, like, confronts, I think, Randall about reading lips through the walls. And he's
Okay.
like,
Because, yeah, she's had this theory the whole time.
yeah. And then asks him about the drug dealer killing, because that's not Carlton Chase.
Yeah.
That was like another group of men. Wait, did we talk about this too? Because he shot him with his fingers.
That hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't?
When does that happen? I know it ha
I don't know.
I don't really know either, actually.
Okay. Well,
We're so
forget
good
about
at
that
this.
then. Yeah. Perfect. Interesting. Okay.
Okay, well, either way, Tammy meets up with Randall and they go to run away together at the bus station. But Tammy is like, I gotta go get my stash of money. So she goes to do that. And Doggett finds evidence that Tammy and Chase had been going back and forth, like late night
Yeah,
phone
phone record.
calls,
Yeah.
like not related to exterminating anything. So, they search Tammy's apartment and they call Tammy's phone. So she gets back in the car and Dwight knows that she's like planning to run away with Randall. So he is in the back seat and ends up putting a gun to her head and telling her to drive. And he found out that her and Randall both tried, well, they did. They killed Chase. Okay, wait. No. Dwight believes that Randall killed Chase because he and Tammy were having like a fling, and obviously Randall's in love with Tammy. So Dwight ends up telling Randall to shoot Tammy. However, he shoots through the wall next to her and he ends up killing Dwight.
Yeah. Cool.
And Randall's he's arrested, but Tammy runs away.
Yeah, 'cause there were like cool things that happened and
I
I
know.
should have I need to start taking notes again because I can't find my Apple pencil, that's the problem.
I
Or
know.
was it
My
working? I
fucking
don't
iPad
remember
is
what
always dead,
happened.
so I'm just like, eh, it'll be fine. I'll
Yeah.
remember it. I never remember it.
But like they found evidence.
Found.
I don't know why that went out that way. Because they kept finding what? A towel at one of the murder scenes because Doggett said that they were doing a Godfather trick. And I had a thing for that. Okay. So the Godfather trick that he mentioned, it's when they're on top of the police department rooftop in the beginning when they're trying to figure out how someone shot through the fucking
Oh, yeah.
prison. But they're apparently in The Godfather Part 2, there's a scene where Robert De Niro's character, I've never seen The fucking Godfather, I
Me either.
could care less, wraps his gun in a towel to emulate a silencer before he shoots, but that doesn't work. But I'm pretty sure they bring this up like twice in the show
Yeah.
because it happens on the rooftop, and then I'm pretty sure that's what Dwight does with the gun that he gives to Randall when he wants Randall to shoot Tammy. I think, I don't know.
Yeah,
But
and
then
I know
also
that
in
like
like
on the roof they talk about how like there is obviously like infrared and stuff like that technology, and that was like part of what they thought maybe was going on.
Yeah.
They had that whole conversation, but they're like, no, that's too expensive and too heavy, so that's not what it is.
Yeah, it was like 90 pounds or something.
Yeah.
And then when Dwight confronts Tammy about the message, like it's so scary. He gets his lighter, and his flame with the lighter is like
Oh,
fucking
yeah.
huge. It's like 3 inches, and he puts it right next to her fucking face because he's like, I know I'm blind, but I can see by fire, apparently. And he needs like a look in her eyeballs, and it's like so close to her face, and it makes me so nervous. But he needs to like tell that she's if she's lying or not. And I'm guessing he's just wanting her to believe that he doesn't know she's lying. I
Yeah.
don't know. I couldn't read that, but I don't, it was scarier. And I'm pretty sure it was like really early in because he kills like two other drug dealers with his finger gun thing.
Yeah.
Which I also don't understand. Truly.
Because he is finger gun shooting them, but Randall's on the other side actually shooting him.
Okay, that makes more sense. Oh, apparently Dwight and Randall are Virgos.
Oh, okay.
They were born 2 days before me.
Cute. I love that.
I mean, I don't. They're insane.
Overall, this episode was rated pretty horribly because it's fucking boring. And you know what? I agree. This
Yeah.
did not hold my attention for anything.
No, not at all.
So, there's that. You know, they can't all be winners, and this one was just boring.
It's similar to other things that they've done before, but since
Yeah.
like, and it's nothing against Doggett, but since it's not Mulder with like the Looney Tune ideas, it's just like not as interesting this time.
Yeah.
Like
No,
we've
I
had
agree.
things go through walls before. We've had people like shapeshift and whatever, and we've had people that are blind and doing things that typically don't occur. I don't
Yeah.
know. So it's just, I don't know. And anything that's like slightly crime family related, I just don't care about.
I think there's a way to do it very well and very interesting. I just don't think this was it.
Yeah, because
But
I finally caught up on True Detective. Wait,
nice.
do you, but I totally skipped season two because I just don't care about like mob stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't like Vince Gilligan, not Vince Gilligan, Vince Vaughn enough to like, I love Vince Gilligan, but Vince Vaughn just like doesn't do it for me in any term of the word, so I just skipped it.
Yeah, that's
I think
fair.
I tried for like 15 minutes in the first episode and I was like, no.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Do you have anything else?
No.
Did you watch the Quiet on Set documentary yet?
Not yet. I just got waxed, and my wax girl was telling me that I need to watch it, so I'm
Oh
probably gonna
my
watch it
God.
tonight.
You absolutely should.
I'm like nervous. Ugh.
I mean, how into those shows were you?
Pretty into, like, I mean, I feel like we all grew up with it, but it was like maybe less so than other people, only because like my mom was really weird about like Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Like, I was able to watch like Disney, but not everything on Nickelodeon because some of the Nickelodeon shows were like, I don't know, more like grown up, I
Yeah.
guess, according to my mom.
Yeah. Because
Which.
anything that was after like iCarly and barely iCarly, I just didn't watch because I was already a little
After
too old for it.
iCarly?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't watch anything after iCarly. But I thought it was
Yeah.
about like Drake and Josh and like.
No, it is, but it's about the guy that's produced all of them. Because it was
Okay.
like,
Yeah.
it was all that, and I loved all
I
that
loved all
Amanda
that. I loved
Show.
The Amanda Show. I
And then
loved
Drake and
Drake and
Josh.
Josh. Sweet
They
Life of
did.
Zack and Cody. Like,
Yeah. They did
that's
Zoe
probably right
101.
around. He did. He was on Zoe 101. Okay. Love
Yeah.
Zoe 101. Yeah, so I feel like that was like probably honestly, I was probably old enough to be watching those shows and then like the next series of shows, like the Good Luck Charlie and stuff like that. That's where I was
Yeah,
like, okay,
no
I'm
idea.
too old for this. So like that's
Yeah.
where I kinda switched to like some of the other channels,
Yeah,
MTV
so
mostly.
it'll probably like it just made me sad. It didn't like
Yeah.
ruin childhood for me. It just made me
Yeah.
really fucking sad because like I don't know. That shit sucks so fucking bad, and it
Yeah.
was bad.
I mean, I like read, I know it's a different guy, but like I read Jeanette McCurdy's book and I feel like that was pretty hard to get through, so I feel like I can probably do
Apparently,
this.
it's not a different guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't read it, but
Well, Dan
because she was on.
Schneider though is also a fucking creep, so
Yeah, because most of the documentary is about him.
okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then just, people that were around him.
Yeah.
But highly suggest it
Yeah,
if
I'm
you
gonna
are
watch
in the
it. I'm gonna watch it probably
headspace.
tonight.
Yeah.
So wish me luck, but we won't get there.
Yeah.
And
Okay. Are you ready for next week's?
I am.
Okay, so season 8, episode 9 is called Salvage. A man believed to be dead from Gulf War syndrome comes back to life and slowly turns into metal while taking revenge on those who made him that way. What? I feel like they're
X-Files, what?
recycling. Because this is what, like the second or third episode with Gulf War syndrome in it?
True.
And like that prompt just sounds insane.
Yeah, that's insane.
Comes back to life and slowly turns into metal while taking revenge. Are you fucking kidding me?
I love
That's.
X-Files.
I do too, but that's fucking dumb.
That's hilarious.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, well, we'll see you next week.
And stay safe.
Stay spooky.
Okay, goodbye.